Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. 1 Corinthians 3:23. We belong to Christ by choice. Every person decides whether he will follow Christ or the devil. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? Romans 6:13-16. In this life we either serve righteousness or unrighteousness. We make the decision to whom we will yield ourselves as servants. There is no compromise. A choice must be made. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7:13-14. To belong to Christ is to have life, while belonging to the devil is the way of death. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3:4. The choice which we make concerning Christ will determine how we appear when we stand to be judged by Christ and sentenced to our eternal destiny. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. We must make Christ our Lord, for the blessing of life is his to bestow through our faith in him and our obedience unto him. One ancient follower of Christ confessed, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Galatians 2:20. By choice, Saul of Tarsus had died unto himself, so that he might live unto Christ. The prayer and the hope of his life became, "that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." Philippians 3:8-9. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.